السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، my beloved students of the Darul Ulooms, brothers and sisters in Islam, tonight is once again the Majlis of Zikr. It is a fazal of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He gave us the tawfiq to gather to take His Mubarak name. We will have our normal Zikr program for tonight, and inshallah we'll continue with the other program from tomorrow again. As Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. جو تمہارے پاس ہے وہ ختم ہو جانے والی چیز ہے. Whatever you have in your possession, it is going to perish, it is going to fade, it is going to die, it is going to vanish, it is going to go away from you, it is going to leave you. It's not going to remain with you forever and ever. Whatever is in our possession is not going to remain with us forever. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ. But Quran Sharif, every word, there's balaghat in there. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ. جو بھی تمہارے پاس ہے. تو ہمارے پاس کیا ہے؟ What do we have? We have, whatever we have is the ni'mat or the blessing of Allah Ta'ala. We have been just given some temporary control over it. But in reality, everything belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But then too, just for the purposes of this dunya, we will say that this land belongs to me, that building belongs to me, this car belongs to me, that house belongs to me. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ. Whatever you have. And in this مَا عِنْدَكُمْ, everything is included. Our health is included. If we've got health, that too will not remain with us all the time. If you've got sickness, that too will not remain with us all the time. If you've got happiness, that too will not remain with us all the time. And if you've got gham and pareshani, then that too will not remain all the time. Everything will finally end in this world. Whatever we have in this world, it will end here. A person, no matter how much of pareshani, how much of gham, and how much of fikr, and how much of worry, and how much of grief, and how much of sorrow he has, but that too will terminate. The moment he dies, in this world it has terminated. In the same way, if the person has got good health until his dying day, but the moment he dies, that's the end of that good health. But many a times in this world also there's a fluctuation. Sometimes this, sometimes that. Sometimes happiness, sometimes sadness. Sometimes good health, sometimes ill health, everything. Sometimes wealth, sometimes poverty. Sometimes strength, sometimes weakness. So whatever we have, it is going to fade, it is going to go, it is going to perish, it is not going to remain with us. So then what will remain with us? مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. That which is with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that will remain forever and ever. That will remain forever and ever. Why? Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is from all times and will remain forever. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hamesha se hai aur hamesha rahega. To isliye jo bhi Khuda Ta'ala ke yahan hai, wo hamesha rahega. So now what will remain with Allah Ta'ala? If Allah Ta'ala says whatever you have is all going to perish, so what will remain with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Whatever we send ahead in the form of neki, that will remain. Whatever goodness we send, that will remain with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That means in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's knowledge, all that will remain. There is no question of it being lost. So if we have got, for example, time, now that time is something we have got, but it is not going to remain with us. As I talk, the present went to the past. As I am talking, the present is already gone to the past. And the future is unknown. That's why they say the past is history, and the future is a mystery. And the present is the present. The present is the present from Allah Ta'ala. Because the future is a mystery, none of us knows. So now this present that we are in, but as I said, that this present also doesn't remain present. It goes to the past so quickly, it's going to the past. So the time that we have got, it's going to go. It's not going to remain with us. So now to make it remain forever, spend it in the yad of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now that lamha, or that moment, or that time that was spent in the yad and in the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, now that did not go to the past and vanish. That went into the khazana of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and now it got stored there forever and forever and forever, because Allah Ta'ala remains forever. The health that we had, we've got strength, we've got health. So that will not remain with us forever. But use that health in a manner that we do something good with that health. We fulfill the ahkam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We fulfill the huquq of people, the rights. So this health, now if it is used in the correct manner, just with the correct niyyah, then whatever we have done now with this health that was in our body, now that did not go to the past, or it did not vanish, it will not disappear, it will remain for all times in that khazana of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That this person, this is how he used his wealth, this is how he used his health. Now even the wealth that we have, one day we are going to leave it behind. And as it is, every day some part of the wealth is getting spent. So even if we make an investment with that wealth in the banks and in the building societies and in all the other companies, then that will still remain behind. It will perish. From our hands it will disappear. It will be left behind. But what part of that wealth we used in good causes, that is now ma inda Allahi baq. That went away to the khazana of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and forever and ever now that will remain there. So these majalis of zikrullah, the time that is being spent in the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is something that will be saved in the treasures of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the rewards we will get in the hereafter. When we will get those rewards, then we will think that we wish we had spent all our time in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is mentioned that all his time was spent in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So from that it is obvious that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ate, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam married, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought up his children, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam engaged in so many other activities which normal human beings engage in. So if he was making zikr all the time, so it doesn't mean that he was all the time reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. What it means that every action of his, the first thing that was conspicuous in it is the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That what is Allah Ta'ala pleased with, that was his action. So now that action became ma'indallahi baq. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left an example for us. So this zikrullah which we make, it is to create in our hearts that himmat to practice on the complete deen. Zikrullah that we make in the masjid for a little while, that is not complete deen. It cannot be complete deen. It is just one part of deen, one ingredient. But zikrullah must become our lifestyle. That means in everything we must just look at our Mawla, that what is he pleased with. Whatever he is pleased with, we undertake. And there's such happiness in that. Allah Ta'ala doesn't restrict us. He doesn't make it in, although the world we say is a prison for the believers, but there's such sukoon that he gives, such happiness he gives. Such flowers bloom in those hearts in which there is the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those who are obeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, under all conditions you will find this tranquility in their hearts. The most severe conditions also, the normal worry concern they will have, but it will not shake their hearts up to such an extent that they lose all faith and trust and hope in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives them sukoon, because whatever they were doing is ma indallahi baq. So Allah Ta'ala keeps that heart of theirs alive. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the misal of the person who makes zikr and the one who does not make zikr is kamasalil hayy wal mayyit. The person who is making zikrullah is like the person who is alive, and the person who is not making zikrullah is like the person dead. Now the person who is alive, he is running, he is talking, he is walking, he is moving, he is conducting his business, and he is flying from here to there, and he is active. Why? Because he is alive. And the person who is dead, who does he benefit? Nobody. He cannot eat himself, he cannot drink himself, he cannot see, he cannot hear, he cannot do anything, he is dead. So without zikrullah, the spirituality is dead. So as Hazrat Mullah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum repeatedly says, that musbat zikr and nafi zikr, manfi, both things are required. The positive wire and the negative wire is required to get the lights, to get the electricity, to get the current flowing. You need both. The light won't come on unless there's positive and negative. So in the same way, the positive, alhamdulillah, to some extent, all of us are doing. And especially as students of Darul Ulooms, all your time is engaged in that which we term as positive zikr. Your tilawat of the Quran Sharif, your tafsir, your hadith Sharif, your fiqh, the darsiyat, whatever you are doing there, it is all positive zikr. 24 hours it is positive zikr. So the students also, the ulama also, the huffaz also, the haji sahabs also, the qari sahabs also, tabligh sahabs, khanqa sahabs, everybody. The negative zikr is something on which we have to place great emphasis. That means restraining ourselves from all that which Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. Again, that example where the child was given a toffee by Hazrat, and the child pulled back its hand. So he said, "Is bachche ne hame bada sabak diya." That the child pulled back its hand and looked at the father. When the father said, "Take it," then the child took the sweet. So he said, "When I gave the toffee," the child turned the face and looked at the father. Kitna bada sabak hai isme. The bachcha has taught us a big lesson, that this person was a stranger, irrespective of who he was, but he was a stranger to the child. And as far as the child is concerned, it was the Abba who brought him up, who was nourishing him, who was feeding him, who was going and earning and providing. That's what the father was doing. So therefore this child looked at the father. When the father said, "Take it," then the child took it. So it's in the same way, in a similar manner, whenever we are tempted by our nafs or to look at something, to take something, to hear or listen to something, to earn something, then just as the child looked at its Abba first, we must look at our Rabba first. The toffees can be wrapped up in very, very beautiful packaging. The toffees can be wrapped up in very beautiful packaging. So in the same way, on the streets, the toffees can be in very, very beautiful packaging. MashaAllah, all understand. So on the streets, in the bazaars, at the airports, in the aeroplane, you can have toffees wrapped in very beautiful packaging. But we must look at our Rabbah. Is it permissible for me to accept this toffee? That means to see and admire the beauty. Is it permissible or not? So if it is haram, then the person restrains himself. So that restraining brings a kind of pain on the heart. And that is the pain that generates the noor in the heart. When there's a force, the hydroelectric plants, what happens there? When there's a force of water, the greater the force, the greater the electricity is generated. So the greater the resistance from haram, the greater the noor will be generated in the heart. So we will have to take that bitter pill first to get shifa. To get this noor in the heart, we will have to take that bitter pill first. To get strength in the body, we have to take bitter medicine first. Agar jism tera zara ho alil, hakimo ki sunta hai tu bedalil. Agar jism tera zara ho alil, hakimo ki sunta hai tu bedalil. Dawa talkh se talkh peeta hai tu. Dawa talkh se talkh peeta hai tu. Khushamat tabibo ki karta hai tu. Dawa talkh se talkh peeta hai tu. Khushamat tabibo ki karta hai tu. Agar jism tera zara ho alil. Little bit of sickness, and especially if the doctor has to tell you it's cancer, or it's tuberculosis, or there's fear that you are heading for stroke, or there is some other kind of major sickness that you are going to be faced, then that person is going to be restless. He will make khushamad of all the hakims and all the tabibs and all the specialists. Please give me an appointment. The appointment, the specialist says, sorry, 6 months, no appointment. He says, by that time I will die. I need an urgent appointment. The person is concerned about his physical health. Dawa talkh se talkh peeta hai tu. Khushamat tabibo ki karta hai tu. You will drink the most bitter medicine. Person won't ask the tabib that is this medicine bitter or sweet if he knows that that is the medicine that has been the source of cure with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala for so many people who suffered from that sickness. So he won't even ask him any questions. He won't say, no, give it to me sugar-coated, because I'm a bit weak in taking medication. So sugar-coat it, or add plenty of sugar inside, even if I've got sugar diabetes, because I can't take bitter medicine. Did we hear of anybody doing that? Then the tabib will say, send this person, dispatch him to the nearest asylum.
Madawa-e tan mein to tu chust hai, magar fikr-e-di mein tu kyun sust hai.
In getting cure for your physical ailment, you are very chust. But then in fikr-e-deen, why are you so sust? In the fikr of your deen, why are you so sust? When spiritually we are so sick that our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with envy, with jealousy, with hawa and hirs, so then why are we sust in getting a cure for this? MashaAllah, these students, they are alim-e-deens, and they're most of them in Bukhari Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, and other kitabs. So they don't need coming here. What is it that makes them come here? So that fikr, that we want to cure our hearts of spiritual ailments. But the spiritual ailments, they don't just take away the life of the person. In physical ailments, at the most, the life of the person goes. The person dies, they take him to Qabristan and bury him. But spiritual ailments, that's disaster in the Qabr, disaster in the Hashar, disaster in the Akhirah, takes the person to Jahannam. Now for that we got no concern. We say our heart is in perfect condition. Other people's hearts may be poisoned and weak. Our hearts are perfect condition. Jaise madawa-e tan mein to tu chust hai, magar fikr-e-di mein tu kyun sust hai.
Teri aqal duniya mein kya kar gayi, teri aqal duniya mein kya kar gayi, magar deen mein wo kahan mar gayi. Teri aqal duniya mein kya kar gayi, magar fikr-e-ima mein kahan mar gayi.
Your aqal, what it did? made aeroplanes, made helicopters, made satellites, made spaceships. You landed on the moon and you want to go to Mars and you want to go further than that, and you have gone right down the ocean and you have made computers and you've made cell phones and what technology. Teri akal dunya mein kya kar gayi? Baffles a person's imagination also. What kind of technology is coming on the market? Every day there's new technology. That means a whole team of people are working day and night to bring something new on the market. Within seconds it's changing. Within seconds we hear that now this is a new technology. Cell phones, first they came out, we said just you can make a phone call. Now they say even the whole Quran Sharif is on the cell phone. You can sit in the aeroplane with your cell phone and listen to your whole Quran Sharif. And so many other things you can do now. You can take photographs, there's cameras on the cell phone. You can get connected with your internet, with the cell phone. You can do this, you can do that, you can do that. That means there's a whole team of people just on one thing, which is the cell phone. They are working day and night. Teri akhl dunya mein kya kar gayi? Teri akhl dunya mein kya kar gayi? What kind of technology? It's baffling us. Every day new technology. Then in Iman, where did that fikr die? Why we cannot have even a little bit of time to make fikr of our iman? That what is the level of our iman? Now that technology you won't get in the schools and colleges and universities. That what is the state of the heart? Because all that technology put together, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a person a heart, then that heart, the technology that is in that heart, the world and all its science cannot match that technology. Because that is now direct connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All the karamat of the awliya, what it is? Tell all the computers to show that karamat. So this heart which will be connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that technology, no technology of the world can match. And then the best part of it is that no matter how much of effort they are putting into all that technology, but it's not bringing any peace, no happiness, no sukoon. The very scientists who are putting onto the market all the technology, they are committing suicides. Their lives are in a mess. Their marital life, big problems. That is if they are married. But many of them have got plenty of children without being married. So therefore their lives are in total disaster. So this is what it is. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever we send ahead, so that little bit of zikr that we make, that little bit of shukr that we make, that little bit of ihsan that we make on somebody, that generosity, that kindness that we show, that earning that we do in a halal way, conscious of the fact that Allah Ta'ala is, that's His order, that I must do it in this way or that way. So now He's doing it because the order of Allah Ta'ala to do it that way. He is marrying there to everything. What is Allah Ta'ala pleased with? How must I undertake the nikah? How must I do the walima? How must I do this? How must I do that? So everything is looking at His Rabbah. Ki mere Rabbah ka kya hukam hai? So all that is becoming zikrullah, zikrullah, zikrullah. And then there'll be a whole khazana of zikrullah there. So the purpose of this majlis is to create that fikr, that we look at our Rabbah in all our actions and deeds. We don't look at our nafs. Nafs is our dushman. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shaad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shaad kar. It's your enemy. Displease your enemy. Please your Allah. And when you're going to please your Allah, Allah Ta'ala will put happiness into that heart. It's a promise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Who can be more truthful than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? And He is promising, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. So do you think He's going to deprive us of that happiness? Don't look at outside conditions. Happiness will come inside the heart. Sukoon will come. The people will see that this person has got sukoon in his life. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah with His remembrance, both positive and negative. to do that which He has ordered and is pleased with, and to restrain ourselves from that which He has ordered us to restrain ourselves. Because as I said, that is where the area in which we find ourselves very negligent. Ghaflat is one of the major sicknesses of our ummah today. Ghaflat. It is the hen which is laying all the other eggs. Ghaflat. Ghaflat jo hai, bahut badi bimari hai. Aur yahi anda de rahi hai sari. Baki sare ande jo hai, isi ghaflat ke ande hai. Isi liye sade huye ande hai. Ghaflat ke ande jo hai, sade huye ande hai. Rotten eggs. Because they are andas of ghaflat. The heart Allah Ta'ala gave us for His muhabbat. Oh Allah, bring muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in our hearts. Look at all the ihsan of Allah upon us, it will create muhabbat. Day and night, the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, in spite of all our disobedience, when we look at that, it will create muhabbat. And then, the logical thing to do, when we love someone, is that we should not do anything that is displeasing to the beloved. So now the person will start staying away from all that is displeasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Don't challenge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's power. Let us not challenge Allah Ta'ala's power. Last Jummah I said in the bayan that the cat, what does it do? Every time that it passes stool, it puts some sand over it. Sometimes people plant vegetable and herbs and everything, and under the sand the cats have placed all their tabarrukat there. Then they cover it with sand. The cat thinks it's all concealed and covered. One day heavy rain comes, everything is exposed. We consider our sins to be concealed, because Allah Ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, is concealing them. We think that we are not being seen by people, so what does it matter? And we have got the marham and the ointment of Tawbah with us, so therefore within the four walls of our homes or in the hotel rooms or in all other kinds of places, where we think that nobody is watching, then we must go ahead with the sins. We forget at that time that we've got a beard, we've got a kurta, we've got topi, we've got some deeni ilm in us. We forget everything. The haji sahab forgets that he had made hajj upon hajj. The umrah sahab forgets that he made so much of umrahs. The qari sahab forgets his qiraat. The hafiz sahab forgets his hifz. The Maulana sahab forgets his ilm. The Tabligh sahab forgets his dawat and tabligh. The Khanqa sahab forgets that he was sitting with the Shaykh with his head bowed down and shaking for many, many days when he was with his Shaykh. Everything is forgotten when the hamla and the attack of the nafs is made. The person forgets everything. Now he indulges in the sins. Why? Because he thinks that nobody is watching. So it's concealed. We must ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection, because when the person is persistent, then one rain will come and everything will get exposed. And then we find those same people then ending up sometime in prison, sometime here, sometime there. Humiliation, disgrace and suffering. So my dear beloved students, I am a student too and you are my beloved students, student friends. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has chosen you for a very, very great work. The work of guiding the ummah after your completion of your studies. So it doesn't mean shaitan is going to leave you. Shaitan will try his level best to attack from all sides. So let us keep the respect of the ilm and of the ahle ilm and of our kitabs, of our madaris. Let us not do anything that will bring about any kind of humiliation, disgrace upon our institution. Just as your good deeds, when people look at you, your good deeds bring about a good reflection of the institution where you study. And for your asatiza, in the same way, if there is weakness, then it brings about a bad reflection. So you make dua for me that I must not do anything that brings about any kind of embarrassment or shame or humiliation for any dini work or activity or upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when an ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to die in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in prostitute quarters, in zina, in fornication, because he does not know when his soul is going to leave him. Now imagine if he's a hafizab, if he's an alim, if he's an ustad, or if he's some qari sahab, or if he's a haji sahab, or he's a molana sahab, and if that person, he was committing this type of sin in the secrecy, thinking that nobody is watching. Khuda na khasta agar uska intiqal ho gaya, us khabees harkat ke andar, to phir kya hoga? Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Janaza abru ka dafn karna ye kaisi himaqat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Janaza abru ka dafn karna ye kaisi himaqat hai. Little while of pleasure and this respect gone forever and ever. To bury the janaza of your respect, what kind of stupidity that is. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے او مائی بلوڈ اللہ دس ہارٹ آف مائنڈ وچ از فلڈ ود ہوا اینڈ ہرس ود ایول پیشنز اینڈ ڈیزائرز اینڈ گریڈ اس کو بدل دے میرے مولا اس کو بدل دے مین ہیز ماسٹرڈ دا سائنس آف transplanting hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into my body. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. That is not a heart which is filled with nothing but hawa and hirs. Greed, evil passions. Evil passions will come, but to entertain those passions and to be happy and pleased with it, we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to change that heart. Greed is leading to so much of sins. So we say, oh Allah, change this heart. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. My heart which is drowning in the ocean of ghaflat, of negligence. Oh my beloved Allah, change this heart. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں
badal de, mera rasta dil badal de. Oh my Allah, how long am I going to remain in sin? How long am I going to live on the surface of this earth committing sins, remain disobedient to you? How long? 50 years, 100 years, how long am I going to remain? And the person gets tired of his own sins. There comes a time when he gets tired. He says, how long am I going to continue with these sins? He himself gets tired. But nafs and shaitan doesn't allow him to give it up. So one more time, one more time, one more time. Until death takes him away. So he says, badal de, oh my Allah, change this direction. Awa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. And if we go on saying, oh Allah, show your fazl and change this heart of mine, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will say, my servant has been making a plea, he's been crying, he's been asking, he's been begging, he's been repeatedly requesting that I must change that dil which is filled with hawa and hirs. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts that dua and says, badal diya. Mera banda, tera dil badal diya. Then see what the enjoyment the person gets in that heart. And the person will feel it, he will experience it, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has accepted that dua of his and has changed his heart. The person will experience it. There is a haqiqat in it. It's not just fantasy world that I'm talking about. There is a haqiqat when the person will go on saying, oh my beloved Allah, change this heart of mine. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when he will say, changed it, the person will find the change inside. When a person is sick and he has recovered and he's gained good health, doesn't he realize that he has got good health now? So in the same way, this person will now realize that he has got good health. His heart has changed. Now he will hate sins. He will detest and dislike sins. Sins will have for him the bad odor of urine and stool. And now he will love good deeds, good actions. Allah Ta'ala will give him a happy life, peaceful life, contented life, satisfied life. He will get satisfaction. In our school days, there was some cigarette, they said after action satisfaction. I don't know if they're still existing there. But we never really got satisfaction with that. Those cigarettes didn't bring any satisfaction. What they did? They damaged the lungs and that is what it did. Affected the whole system. Now they realize that it is so bad that they must put warning signs. But now they say you can still sell cigarettes, you can smoke it too, but they must just have one warning that it's bad for health.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein,
مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, in every beat of my heart I hear Allah, 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 Allah. When the heart is beating, maza jaye maula dil badal de. Enjoyment, the person will get an enjoyment. He will get an enjoyment. He will get an enjoyment. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں, کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں, تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے, تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے. ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی, اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی, شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے, سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی, شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے, گاہ جلالی گاہ جمالی, شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی, وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ, اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی او مائی بلوڈ اللہ فرام دا ٹائم دیٹ آئی بیکیم آف ایج تھرو مائی student days, college days, university days, through my youthful days, middle age, old age, Ya Allah, throughout my life. Which sin is that I haven't committed? We should always think that we are the most sinful ones on earth. Just a quick reflection, if a person mustn't go too deep into his sins, thinking of his sins. Because then shaitan will start playing those old reels and give him an enjoyment that at a certain time, certain place, I did this, I did that. Now outwardly the person is making tawbah, but in the meantime he's enjoying his sins. So there must be just a quick reflection over the sins of one's life. Ya Allah, which sin I didn't commit?
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana ya rabbana zulamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تَكِلْنَا إِلَىٰ ضُعْفٍ وَقَطِيعٍ. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, ہم گنہگار ہیں. We are your most sinful servants on earth. Oh my beloved Allah, day and night we are disobedient. We have disobeyed you our entire lives. Ya Allah, you blessed us with so much of your ni'mats. So much of your ni'mats you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, we used your bounties, your gifts, your ni'mats for your disobedience. Day and night, O my beloved Allah, we used your bounties for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience. How much of haram we see with our eyes. O my beloved Allah, yet you go on giving us sight. How much we listen haram, yet you give on, O my beloved Allah, the power of hearing. How much of haram we speak with our tongues. Yet, O my beloved Allah, you did not snatch away our power of speech. Ya Allah, you did not paralyze us, although we touched so much of haram.
and walk towards so much of haram. We thought so much of haram. Ey mere pyare khuda, tera kitna ihsan, kitna fazal hai hamare upar. Ya Allah, how kind you are, how compassionate you are, how forgiving you are, how loving you are, how caring you are. Ya Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, hum tere saamne bhikari bane hue. Ya Allah, we are beggars before you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Mere Allah, our dirty begging bowls we are extending before you. Lekin mere pyare khuda, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging indeed we are sinful. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, it is a major sin to justify sin. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are turning towards you with repentance. Hamare hal par raham farma. Hamare hal par karam farma. Oh my Allah, we ourselves are tired of sinning. How long are we going to continue sinning on the surface of the earth? Mere Allah, we do not know when our lives will expire. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. The sins that we committed of our eyes, O Allah, forgive them. The sins of our ears, forgive them. The sins of our tongues, forgive them. The sins of our hands and feet, forgive them. The sins of our heart and mind, forgive them. O my beloved Allah, you are the one who has blessed all of us with sight. And yet we believe that you are blind when we are committing sins. We look around to see that nobody is watching us. Oh my beloved Allah, we forget that you are seeing everything that we are doing. And you have the power to snatch away everything that we have. Oh my beloved Allah, do not seize us because of our sins. Allah, do not seize us because of our sins. Mere Allah, rahmo karam ka maamla farma. Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat, O my beloved Allah. O my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with envy, with jealousy, with pride, with arrogance. Our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. Our hearts are engulfed, O my beloved Allah, with all kinds of evil thoughts. O my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Who is there to purify us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no support for us besides your support. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. If you turn away your glance of rahmat from us because of our sins, then my Allah, who do we turn towards? We have no other door to tap. We have no other home to beg. Ya Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But oh my beloved Allah, who do we go to if you turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy? Ey mere Allah, agar tu ne nigaah rahmat pher li, to tu bata ke phir hum gande jaye kahan? Mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Allah, jo guna ho chuke maaf kar de. The life which is gone is gone. We cannot bring back a single second from the past. But oh my beloved Allah, the life which remains, which is a mystery, which we do not know how much is left. Ya Allah, put us onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, put us onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, jo zindagi baqi hai, make us do those things in the life that remains which are pleasing to you. Distance us from nafs and shaitan.
Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifah. Oh my beloved Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifah. Oh my beloved Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us cure from all our ailments. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, purify our hearts of all the spiritual ailments. Ya Allah, clean us and purify us of all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ay mere pyare khuda, har bimari se hame shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr and tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of khidmat of khalq. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Mere Allah, make us yours and become ours. Mere Allah, hamara banja. Hamara banja. Hamara banja. Aur hame apna bana le. Hum gande hai, lekin bana le apna. Make a decision to make us all yours, oh my Allah. If you are ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, nothing is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. Then our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. We will find peace and tranquility in our hearts. But if you are not ours, then in spite of having everything, we will have restlessness, anxieties and worries. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hamara ban ja. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. Ilahi, main tujhse talabgar tera. Mere Allah, some people are asking some things from you, others are asking other things from you, but we are asking you from you. Mere Allah, hamara ban ja. Ab tu ban ja. Ya Allah, how long are you going to keep us distance from you? Ya Allah, we have become the slaves of nafs and shaitan. Hame apna ghulam bana le. Ya Allah, free us from the slavery of everything else. Make us your slaves, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, untie all the other chains that have tied us up. Ya Allah, tie us firmly in the chain of your muhabbat, in the chain of your love, in the chain of your ishq, in the chain of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere pyare Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties and problems. Give them plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty stricken, give them wealth. Ey mere pyare khuda, mere rahim kareem khuda, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the ummah for which my beloved Nabi cried day and night, the ummah for whom his blood was shed. In Taif, so much of blood that his shoe Mubarak was filled with his blood. Ey mere pyare khuda, he was told in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. Oh my Allah, when he goes in sajda in the Haram Sharif, intestines of animals are put on his back. Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. Ya Allah, 3 years ostracized and boycotted. The time comes when his companions have to chew, and when he has to chew the leaf of trees for survival, to chew leather for survival. Mere Allah, we have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices. Ya Allah, in his time the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and nasara troubled him. But when he is informed that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat filling the discos and cinemas and theatres and rave clubs, and in drugs and in drinks and in prostitute quarters, and in adultery and in fornication, and a few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak, listening to the filthiest of music and watching the filthiest of films. Mere Allah, what kind of injury and pain we as ummatis are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lekin ab to maaf kar de, zindagi badal de. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the ummah, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, India, all over the world, America, Europe, Africa. Mere Allah, where is the ummah not suffering? All kinds of harassment and problems. Oh my Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Give them and bless them with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to bless them with Iman and Islam. But if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they are determined not to accept Islam. And they have made up their minds that they will continue persecuting and torturing and bombing and causing destruction to the life and the property of the Muslim Ummah. Then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Mere Allah, unko hila de. Zameen unke qadmon ke niche hila de. Ya Allah, Qarun ki tarike se unko zameen ke niche dasa de. Mere Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Oh my beloved Allah, cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink, cause division amongst their ranks. اے میرے پیارے خدا, مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما, مجاہدین اسلام کی مدد فرما. یا اللہ, don't look at our weakness and our shortcomings and our sins. یا اللہ, you look at your shan of rahmat and kareem. تو کریم ہے میرے مولا, میرے پیارے مولا, میرے رحیم کریم مولا, تو اپنی شان رحیمی کریمی کو دیکھ اور ہمیں معاف کر دے. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or cinema or theater or any kind of haram action or deed. We don't know when the angel of death will strike the sword of death upon our necks and extract the soul from every limb and every part of our body. Ya Allah, we don't know when this breathing will stop. Koi dam mein ye dam nikal jayega. Koi dam mein ye dam nikal jayega. Mere Pyare Khuda, when the time of our departure comes, Ya Allah, take us away with Iman. Ay Mere Pyare Allah, all the works of Deen that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh wa Dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Unke gash aur ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Ay Mere Pyare Khuda, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma. Madaris, masajid, darul ulum ki mehnat qubool farma. Tamam deeni idaron ki mehnat qubool farma. Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam karne wale hai, sab ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, we are very sinful servants of yours. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Protect us from the azab of this world, the azab of the qabr, the azab of hashar, the azab of jahannam. Mere Allah, we cannot even put our finger on that little flame over a candle. Where can we bear the azab of Jahannam? Mere Allah, where can we bear the azab of Jahannam? Mere Allah, Jahannam ki azab se hifazat farma. Cause us to cross the pul sirat like lightning and enter the Jannat without reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Ya Allah, cause our soul to come dancing towards you. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow over Jannatul Baqi, we may be forgiven.